Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something and get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Faith must be. Let the church say, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
God has spoken.
I feel it in my spirit. Oh, 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 oh. God, God. Everybody all over the world. Let the believers say, hey, amen.
Belongs to God. don't get upset when people say I'm not going to make it. Because power belongs to God. High five somebody and tell them, don't you let nobody tell you you can't make it. Because power belongs to God.
Kirk Carr Singers. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Daniel Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. Let me tell you, we're just excited about what the Lord has done and is doing right now on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Let me tell you, if you guys have not had an opportunity to hear this man of God that we have with us this morning, I promise you, listen to me, I promise you that you are in for a treat on this morning. I'm just excited about what the Lord has to share through this great man of God we're going to have come on this morning. Get a pen, get a piece of paper, get yourself settled and set down, because watch this, grab your favorite beverage, whether it be a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, even if it's a glass of water, glass of orange juice, whatever it is, sit down and get ready, because there is a word this morning from this man of God. And you guys know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we get started, let us go into our effectual fervent prayer on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Father God. God, that you have afforded us to come and to share this great gospel that you have placed into our care. Father, we pray today, God, that as the word go forth through the man of God, God, that it is a word of strength, is a word of power. God, it's a word of shift. God, it's a word of change for those who need to hear it. Father, we thank you for speaking into him right now. God, we cover the airwaves right now, God. We cover the man of God. We cover the messenger on this morning. Our prayer this morning, God, God, if you would come in, God, God, and be like the sword that you have created them to be. God, to cut away everything, God, that the enemy thought that you could use as a weapon against the man of God. God, we pray peace, joy, strength, and hope even now in the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, you know how we do it here too as well. We have our, we want to make sure that we acknowledge all of these, all of our great countries that are listening in. And we want to tell you guys, thank you so very much for your continued support and connecting with us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We want to do that. We also want to share our morning scripture. Our morning scripture this morning comes from the book of James, the 4th chapter and verse number 7. And again, it's James, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse. And it says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. I'm going to read that again. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Amen. Amen. The old saints used to say, there used to be a song that we used to sing in the church. And it used to be, we used to sing that song. We don't sing that song no more. We used to say, I surrender all. Y'all remember that song, I surrender all. We don't surrender no more. We don't want to submit ourselves unto God. We don't want to put ourselves in that place to where we allow God to be God and make the devil out of a lie. Amen. We don't want to submit. We don't want to put ourselves in that place to where we are submissive unto what God is saying to us. We don't want to be in a place of hearing. We want to be in a place to where we want to be. So come on here. I don't want to preach. We got a preacher already this morning. But listen, we need to learn how to submit ourselves unto the power of who God really is in our life. Amen. We want to make sure we acknowledge all these all of our countries. Thank you guys again so very much for your continued support. We thank you for just being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I'm gonna tell you guys, don't know what that means to us, for us to be able to speak into the lives of you guys across this great country. We just want to tell you, we are so appreciative. We're so appreciative because we understand that there are some of those of you all that are listening in to us. This very well may cost your life. Amen. Come on. Let's get real. We have a freedom here in the United States that other people don't have, to be able to read our favorite scripture. Come on. To be able to go to a church and have the gospel of Jesus Christ preached. Come on. For you to be able to openly worship and praise anywhere you want to in this country of ours. They're trying to take that liberty away from us in certain spaces. But watch this. We still have more freedom than some countries do. Let me help you real quick. There are some of them that are losing their life. Come on. There are some of their children will be taken from them. And some of them, they will be drugged into the street and made an example out of them. Watch this here. Because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We should not take our opportunity, our advantage, to be able to share and to preach and to listen to the gospel. And watch this, even to listen to certain gospel songs. These people would lose their lives. But we're here in the United States. And we're fighting. We're fighting over traditions. With God, I'm not trying to go there. We fight over stuff that don't even matter. We fight over issues that don't even matter in the church. Amen? But here, we want to make sure that we acknowledge you guys. And we want to say you thank you and let you know we're praying for your taskmaster. We're praying for the one that have rule over you and telling God on them. Come on here. You ain't got to fight them. Just tell God on them. Just. He say, submit. He say, bring your issues to his feet. He say, lay your issues. Lay whatever it is. Lay your problem. Lay them folk at his feet and watch how God take care of them. Amen. God will silence your enemies better. Woo-hoo. Oh, God, we got a preacher. But the enemy, but God will silence the enemy better than you ever could. Amen. He can put a gag order on your enemy. Come on here, Reverend. He'll put a gag order on the enemy better than you ever can. You might get your fuss out. You might get your finger pointing out, but watch this here. That's all you got. That's all you got. But watch this here. When you give them to God, God will take, oh my God, God will take care of that situation better than you ever could. Amen? So watch this here. We have all these great countries. We want to make sure we acknowledge them. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Kenya. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have Ireland, we have Israel, we have India, we have Portugal, and we just picked up the Netherlands. We just picked up the Netherlands. Thank you guys so much for all that you do. All of your continued support and connecting with us. We appreciate you. We thank you. We're encouraged by your continued support, and your continuing connecting with us. We want to say thank you. We are so excited about what the Lord has to say and is doing in this hour with us. Listen, people of God, we cannot hold a man of God any longer. We can't hold the man of God any longer. We have him on the air with us. Listen, again, get yourself ready because there is a word from the Lord on this morning. And we're just excited to be able to share with you this great man of God. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than our brother, our friend here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Minister Lester Reed. Man of God, you have the floor. Bless the people.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, this is such a blessing to be on the air with you all this morning. I was not aware that this was worldwide like that. It warms my heart to understand that people all over the world in this different sceneries and ethnic backgrounds, and just a caveat on what you said, Apostle, I am ex-military, and I was deployed to Iraq, and you are so very right. People are losing their lives for the gospel. They're being beheaded and beaten for the gospel. And having to see that firsthand, it just took me back to the war zone. And yes, we ought to be grateful that we have the freedom to express our love and gratitude and read the word of God and be able to sup with him freely without the threat of losing our lives or losing loved ones or getting our children snatched away and things of that nature. I tell you, I want to thank you, Apostle, for allowing me, because as soon as you asked me, you said, would you mind? And I didn't hesitate, because there has been a word brewing in my heart concerning the men of God for quite some time now. And the word that came to me was by inspiration of anger. I'm going to tell you what anger will do for a man full of wisdom. Anger will make you seek out the truth. When you're tired of being lied to, when you're tired of being frustrated over the same thing over and over and over and over and over, and the wisdom of God will settle in with you and help you to understand, okay, something more to this as to the reason why I keep going through the same anger, the same frustration. It's like a cycle. It's like a merry-go-round. When you get tired of that merry-go-round, at some point you're going to look for a way to jump off. Okay, and so I asked God, I said, God, what is this? Why is this? And God say, well, read my word, son. And I say, all right, God, I'm a read. And I looked up this scripture. It is a very familiar passage of scripture, and whenever I've heard it before, I would cringe at it, because I always felt like that was just a little too one-sided for me. But God say, read this scripture. And the scripture is 1 Timothy 5 and 8. And I say, okay, God, let me read it. And it says, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Now, for every time I've ever heard somebody, anybody, quote this particular passage of scripture, they always said he is worse than an infidel. But if any provide not for his own house, he's worse than an infidel. But they forgot that middle part. And when I read it for myself, I said, God, now I never heard this part. And God say, yeah, I know you ain't never heard that part. That's why I had you read it for yourself. And so if I had to put a title to this situation, it would be this here: man of God, free yourself. Man of God, free yourself. at this particular time in my life, I was stuck in a position where I had just gotten remarried, given honor to my wife. And I was in a position where the enemy was trying to come up against my brand new marriage and my household through my children. And I said, God, what is this? Now, God, I cannot grieve my new wife because of a previous relationship. I said, I can't do that. I refuse to lose my brand new wife behind the old. And I said, God, she does not deserve to be grieved in that manner. And when I read this scripture, and it says, and especially for those of his own house, God says, stop right there. You stop right there, man of God, and read it again. And it says, and especially for those of his own house. That helped me to understand something. Men of God, take care of your own house. There are so many times where I've seen relationships fail. And yes, it is because of the man of God, because you did not take care of your own house. God has equipped you to, yes, take care of your children, but if it jumps in the way of your own house, you are out of order. Don't worry about what anybody else has to say about this particular scripture. Don't let nobody use this as bondage for you to make you feel like as if you're not taking care of your own children. But when it gets to a point where you're taking care of your children at such a degree where you're leaving your own household, where you lay your head, the woman that you're laying next to, that you stood in front of the altar and vowed to death do us part, for rich or for poor, when it gets to a point where it's interfering with your own household, you're out of order. I come to encourage the men of God this morning, both single and married with previous children. This is a topic that somehow, some way, a lot of people don't like to tap on, especially when it concerns the men of God. I've learned something. A lot of times, the enemy will use what you don't know to bind you. It is extremely important for the men of God to always, always, I know you ain't perfect, but you need to make your best efforts to always be close enough to God to hear him clearly, because nobody else is going to tell you that. A lot of things we learn as men of God, it comes specifically from God himself. This situation, this particular thing, because we're living in a society right now that marriage is almost obsolete if ain't nobody paying attention. The relationship between man and woman is so at war right now, it's not even funny. Men of God, that is not your portion. That is not your portion. It's not your portion at all. God has a wife for you. He has happiness for you, a woman after God's own heart. He has that reserved for you. You don't have to be bound by previous relationship because of children. And you don't have to be bound like that. You don't have to be bound at all. God has that for you. God has happiness through relationship for you. But so many times, I've watched men of God get happy, get brand new, and the past ends up leading them back to divorce court. And I didn't realize that was where it was headed. It wasn't even a year into the marriage, and God had to stop me. Son, look at your wife. She's grieving behind this. Because she feels as if you're not all the way in this. It is almost as if you're still spiritually married to the past. God gave you brand new for a reason. And the devil is crazy. Don't you feel guilty behind what they don't have. You are providing. You are taking care of your children. You are there emotionally and spiritually. You are there. Don't let nobody tell you different. Be encouraged, man of God. You are there for them. But you are not to jeopardize where you lay your head. It says, and especially for those of his own household. Can I tell you, if you don't take care of your own household, you are worse than an infidel? You can't be so, even in your work, you can't be so caught up in work. You can't be so caught up in ministry. You can't be so caught up with everyone else that you lose focus of what you're laying next to every night. What you profess that you love every day. I tell men all the time, anything outside of them four walls ain't got nothing to do with your household. Man up and get some things into perspective. I wouldn't care if someone wrote you a $1 billion paycheck. It don't mean a hill of beans if emotionally and spiritually the woman of God is distressed. Yes, you can be this great father. Yes. You're taking care of everything. You got everything under control. And when you lay next to your spouse and you look her in her face and she don't feel like she's being taken care of, son, that's your first priority. You're out of order. Don't let nothing and nobody. I ask God, I say, well, God, But it would seem as if I'm not taking care of them. God said, who told you that? Did I tell you that? Or did somebody else tell you that? I said, well, no, God, you didn't tell me that. I didn't tell you anything to that degree. Son, you are taking care of your children. You're more than a great father. You're a man of God. And I am trying to free you up to enjoy life. I know men that are all the way in their 60s and 70s still battling with this. For what? What for? You mean to tell me all the way until they grown, you won't deal with that and put your wife, brand new wife, through all that distress, and you actually expect for her to stay? No. If she leaves, that's nobody's fault but yours, because God didn't tell you to do all of what you've done. Focus and take care of your own house. I'm not going to be before you long, but this thing is serious. That's why so many stay single, because they can't hold down a brand new relationship because you're still focused on the previous one. At a certain age, them children know, and them children gonna be all right. Just as long as you're taking care of your part. Anything above that, son, you're out of order. You can't elevate financially because you're still worried about a previous relationship. At a certain point, it's called being stretched between two households. Now, it ain't but one you're going to be loyal to. Now, either you're going to take care of the new one and let them take care of their own household, or you're going to take care of their household and the new one going to fall. But you cannot stretch yourself between two households. You can't do it. You just can't. That's not God at all. You are only the priest of one home. And every other boat has to float on their own bottom. We got to get some things into perspective. We got to get some things in order, men of God. You cannot grieve these brand new wives and expect for them to stay because you won't let go of a previous relationship. You need to spiritually and emotionally divorce this previous relationship, because that's what needs to transpire. Men that have divorced that previous relationship, they're fine. They take care of their kids, they're fine. I see them all the time, and they inspire me every day. I love to see it. They take care of them kids and leave all the rest of that alone, and they take care of them brand new wives. They sure do. Because they know, ain't another one going to come like this. I need to take care of what God blessed me with. That is a blessing from God. A wife after God's own heart, that is a blessing, and you have to take care of it at all costs. Okay, how much me and my wife get into it? So don't. I am to take care of that woman till death do us part. There is nothing. Took me 10 years to figure that out. So did 10. And that's one too many. But I figured it out. Say, God, now you bless me with this woman. Now help me take care of her. And slowly but surely, it was uncomfortable. It was. It really was to shed that off, but I had to grow up and mature myself in this situation. Mature, son. Come out of that. Wanting to be the superhero. Superman, as they say. No, you're not Superman. You're just who I called you to be. And I called you to be that man for one woman. And that's it. And so once he really revealed that to me and he allowed me to shed that part of me off that wanted to be the superhero and save everybody and all these different things, once he shed that off of me, the burden and the bondage from it fell off. The chains of that fell off. I was just like, yes. Now my full attention can go to one household. I say, yes, God. I don't have to worry no more. He said, no, you don't. That never was your portion. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be bound. And whom the Son set free is truly free indeed. Because there's enough work in this household for you to do, for you to be occupied with, than to stress yourself out like that and be stressed between two households. I say, God, this is so wonderful. This freedom is just so, it feels so good. It just makes you want to cry. And as men, any chance we can see what freedom is, we really ought to chase it. It's so much that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. We deal with way too much that have to be bound, especially by foolishness, a lie. You hear me what I say? You don't have to be bound like that, men of God. Bondage is not your portion, especially like that. Now, am I saying do not take care of those children that you made in a previous relationship? No, I'm not. No, go and take care of them. But you make very sure you hear from God on how to take care of these situations, how to take care of them children. Learn when to step in and when to step back. There are times where fathers, yes, we do have to step in and be like, okay, well, look, let's handle this situation. But there are times God will tell you to step back. Step back and pray. You are not a superhero. You're a man. You don't have superhuman strength, superhuman abilities. No, you don't have all that. So learn when to step in and when to step back. Times you need to step back. Those are times just to pray, leave it where it is, and take care of your own house. I'm back to that. Do not forget your own home. Okay? Do not forget your own home. It doesn't matter what the you don't talk to us no more. You don't do this. You don't do that. You don't do don't allow that to trip you up. You taking care of them in more ways than they think. Being cursed on that end. But your priority and your loyalty is to your own home. Set yourself free, man of God. And like I said, God say who the Son set free is truly free indeed. Listen to wisdom. One thing about wisdom. Wisdom, I'm going to put it in military terms. Wisdom is the point man in the army. The heart is the VIP. The heart cannot lead you in anything. The Bible says the heart is sick. Who understands it but God? Anytime you lead with your heart, you're going to fool around and make a very irrational decision and get yourself in more trouble than you bargained for. When you lead with wisdom, wisdom comes out first, and it surveys the area to see if it's okay for the heart to come out. See, wisdom will come back to the heart and report whether it's safe or not to come out. Lead with wisdom first. Don't ever lead with your heart. Your heart will get you in a lot of trouble. Your heart will get you in multiple failed relationships. Your heart will fool around and have you lose a lot of money. Your heart will have you in the poorhouse. The wisdom of God should lead, and then let the heart follow. Amen? Amen. I really pray and hope that someone was helped, because I believe in this day and age that if we grab the head and help the head, then the body would follow. I think the world got it backwards. They help every other part of the body but the head. And my thing is this here. If you're in a surgery room and the body is full of holes, and you patch up all the holes on the body, but you left that big old hole in the back of the head, then you've done nothing. And I believe we as men of God need to grab hold to these men, the heads of these households, and really encourage them with love, not judgment, because judgment don't do no good. Encourage them with love. With love, to get back in their rightful place, help them to heal. To heal. Yes, to heal. Help them to heal with love and put them back in their rightful place. The body will follow, especially in these communities. Get them off of the streets. Get them off of the corner with love. And encourage them to get back in their rightful place. I believe we'll be all right if we've done that. So like I said, I really pray and hope that someone was helped. And I thank God for this opportunity. And if nothing else, I'd like to turn it back over to the apostle.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, man. God bless you. God bless you. Get back in your rightful place. I am a living testimony. I'm on my second marriage. Let me help y'all real quick. Everything that this man of God said is battle tested and approved, because I done been through the exact same thing. Let me bless you. Let me mess with you real bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how the devil, let me give you a little piece of my testimony. I'm going to show you how the devil will use your manhood against you.
Yeah.
I was working in a piece of a job. Didn't get with child support, and I felt like I wasn't doing my part for my sons and my daughter.
Yeah.
Working a security job, Doc. I was in a golf cart. Listen to me real good.
Yeah.
I was in a golf cart on a parking lot of a grocery store. And one of my things is we had to run off any what they call homeless people or vagabonds or whatever you want to call them. But we had to run these people off. So I'm driving, and I'm already kind of feeling, you know, like I'm not doing my part as being a father and being, you know, how I need to be for my kids. And I felt like I was abandoning my children. I felt like, because, you know, even though you're not with that person, you still feel obligated to your kids. Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed face, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny real quick. You feel like you're not doing your part.
Yeah.
Now, let me mess with you. In that, when I did that, let me help you. I was driving on that parking lot, and I saw this guy. He had a blanket over his head, and he was laying on the ground.
Yeah.
I rolled over to the man, and I said, excuse me, sir. I said, I know... You know, you're tired, and I know that that's issue. You still have to have compassion for these people. You know what I'm saying? You just can't go over there and just got no attitude with it. You still have to have these are human beings too. This is what I did. I just wanted to show you that you still have to have compassion. You still have to, because these people, you don't know they condition or why they're there. That person is there for a reason. They got something going on in their life, whether it be whatever it is. It's something they got going on. But as I rolled over to him and I'm talking to this man, he's still under the cover. And when he pulled the cover back, it looked like my middle son.
Wow.
Y'all forgive me. I'm sorry. That messed me up even now. It looked like my son.
Wow.
I sat there and I said, God, and this man, and I'm sitting there and I'm trying to process, why does this man look like my son to me? I call my wife and I'm in tears, literally in tears. Y'all forgive me, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm literally in tears talking to my wife.
Wow.
Because I saw that was my son.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I told my wife, I said, baby, I've seen his face and he looked like my son. And I'm bawling, crying on a parking lot. Bawling.
Jeez.
My wife said, baby, call Bishop. And talk to my bishop.
Yeah.
And I called him. I said, Dad, I said, I'm out here and I'm telling him I'm out here work and this guy sitting out here and I told him to move, and when he pulled the cover back, he looked like he was my son, Dad. He looked like he was my son. That man looked like my son. He looked like my son, Dad. What am I doing wrong? Why has God let me see my son like this? And he told me, literally, with no uncertain circumstances, this man said to me, he said, you done?
Wow.
I said, sir. He said, you done? He said, first off, when I'm a one baby, that's not your son.
Yeah.
He said, that's not your son. I was like, wait a minute, what? He said, that's not your son. So your son is at home.
Yeah.
In a house. With his mama. He fine.
Yeah.
He said, and you're doing everything that you can do as a father.
Yeah. Come on.
He said, you're doing everything that you can as a father.
Come on.
That's not your son.
Come on.
He said, now wipe your face. He said, hold your head up. Stick your chest out. He said, because you're doing all right. He said, everything else that the enemy is trying to show you is a lie.
Yes. That's the part right there.
Man of God, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's
thank you for reminding us that we're doing our part.
Yes, sir.
Still to this day, I call them, I check on them, ask them what they need. If it's in my power, I can do it, I do it. If it's not in my power and I can't do it, I'm not going to say I don't feel bad, but I know that it's not in my power, and I'll tell them, it's not in my power today, but let me check and see what I can do.
Yeah.
You got to understand something, man. Man, you opened up a whole can of worms with this one, Doc. I'm telling you, because there got men that are listening to us right now that are struggling behind that exact same. Our household is in an uproar, Doc, because we feel like we just got to be everything for everybody, and we can't. We can't be everything for everybody, because watch this here. We wind up dying in the process. Can I help you? Can I bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny? You have to understand that you will die in the process trying to be everything for everybody.
Yes.
And then when you're dead, you're not good for anybody. Now watch here. I'm not talking about physically, spiritually. I'm talking about physically too. This could put you in your grave.
Yeah.
Because you're stressed out. You're trying to figure out why you done gained 35 pounds. You're trying to figure out why you're feeling lightheaded, and you got all kind of swelling in your ankles and all in your hands, and you're trying to figure out why your right side is feeling kind of numb and funny. You're trying to figure out why you can't taste nothing. It's all these things. I'm helping somebody this morning. You got all this stuff going on simply because of the fact.
Yes.
That you're letting this thing bombard your whole life.
Yeah.
And that's not God.
No.
That's not God.
Not at all.
That's not God. That's not God. Let me help y'all real quick. That ain't God.
No.
Nope. That ain't God.
No.
That ain't God.
And it's amazing. It's amazing to me how for every time I would hear someone quote that scripture, they always leave that part out.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And I say, God, that is just something about that that doesn't sit well with me. And they won't tell you. And it frustrates me because I see so many men of God that fall into this category and end up stressing themselves out more. But it ain't until you read the word of God for your own self to figure it out that that's not his will for you.
Because I used to quote that scripture wrong too, Doc.
Yeah.
Because I would be so angry, man, with that scripture. I just beat men up. If you don't leave a hand for your children, you worse than an infidel. And I didn't realize. Yeah. I didn't even realize that there was a second part to the scripture.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that because I would beat men up with that scripture, and then realize that the second part was our grace. Yeah. Just because you don't leave it don't mean that you, come on, man. Just because you don't leave it don't mean that you're not a good father.
Yeah.
Because we just put it out there. There's extenuating circumstances for everybody. And we're not, listen to me, man. We're not making excuses for you.
Yeah.
If you're not doing your part, get your butt up and do your part.
Yeah.
If you are a lazy slug of a person and you're not out there doing your part to make sure that the things things are taken care of, listen to me real good. Listen to me. Let me help you. Let me help you.
Come on.
Do your part, bro. Get up. If she ain't going to put you on child support, put yourself on child support.
Come on. That's what I did.
Put yourself on child support. I don't need your money. Now, you don't need my money, but my kids need my money. I'm not worried about what you need, ma'am. I'm worried about what they need. It may not be much, but it's your portion that belongs to them kids.
Yes.
Get up and do it yourself. If she don't want to do it on child support, you make sure that you drop off something. And let me help you real quick. I had a friend of mine. He said his ex would not take his put him on child support. He didn't realize that he couldn't put himself on child support. So this man started going and he started putting money orders. Money orders, Doc. And he put money orders, he'd take a picture of it, and he would make copies of it. Just in case anything happened. And he kept that. And when it was time for him to go to court, his ex was trying to get him for back child support. And he said, no, ma'am. Let me show you what I got. He handed the judge all his receipts. Your Honor, this is what I do on a month-to-month basis. Now, what she do with it, I don't know. But this is what I do. Yeah. He don't have her name on there, but he got on his paperwork. This is a child support payment to my da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and handed to, and that's what he do. That was his saving grace.
Yeah.
Do your part, bro. Irregardless of what it is, do your part. I got three. One's a 22-year-old. One's a 22-year-old. And I got my baby. She's 14, turning 15 this month. But watch this. I'm learning. I'm still, come here, let me help you, brothers. I'm still learning. In that process. Because watch, I called him. I check on him. I pray for him. Now it's up to him. Listen real close. You always, and this is something I learned from my bishop. He told me, he say, son, always leave the door open for them when they come.
Yeah.
Always. It's up to them to receive you for who you are to them. It's up to them.
Yeah.
Watch this here. It's not up to you because you're doing your part.
Yeah.
Just that simple. Man, you blessed us, Doc. You blessed us. You blessed us, man. You blessed us. I just want to tell you, you blessed me. You messed me up. You had me over here. You had me over here crying and going on. And you, and that ain't cool. You don't... up here making me cry. That wasn't cool. I'm just telling you, that wasn't cool. I'm telling you on the air. That wasn't cool, making me cry. But
we have to make a vow, and this is the last. This, I'm gonna leave y'all with this here. We have to make a vow, especially when it comes down to really helping these men heal and move in the purpose of God, we have to make a vow to tap into subjects that don't nobody else want to tap into.
Come on, sir. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. I'm getting ready to do my men's conference. Come on.
You cannot sit and look at a man of God and say that you are a leader of God and you see spiritually and you discern spiritually what the problem is, time they walk through the door and you don't tap into it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What are you preaching for? Are you preaching for numbers? Are you preaching to hear yourself speak? Or are you really looking to do the work of the Father?
Right. Right.
You got to tap into these things that's uncomfortable for everybody else to speak upon. You can't you can't look at your audience and everybody else saying, don't you talk about that. No, you better talk about that.
And see, this is the thing. Go ahead, Doc.
Just say something. Say something. Come on, talk some real talk to these men.
Jesus.
Everybody looking at you, just hear you speak. Yeah, you hoop. Yeah, you holler, and it's good with the beat of the music. But look, that man got some real issues, and he came in there for help. Now, either you gonna help him, or you just gonna talk. Because to me, the only thing that is just a speech. I don't want another "I have a dream" speech. Okay? That speech, it came and it died with King. These men need some help.
Right.
That's a bullet wound sitting up in that man's head spiritually, and it needs to be
cold. Yes, God. Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
He can't get past. He can't get past nothing. Brand new wife sitting next to him. He don't even recognize who she is.
Or she don't recognize who he is.
No.
You ain't the man. You ain't the man she married.
No.
Come on, man.
Children, and Lord help if she got children of her own sitting in the house. So now you are the example for the household.
Yeah.
So at a certain point of this situation, I don't mean no disrespect because I love the women of God, but look, that woman got to put her boots on for whatever reason that relationship failed, and she has to do her part.
Right.
So now let her do her part. She doesn't have the option to opt out of being a parent just because you're not in the house.
Say that one more time.
She does not have the option to opt out of being a parent because you're not in the house.
And let me put a pin right here. I'm gonna let you finish your conversation. Let me put a pin right here. And stop letting every uncle in the neighborhood raise your children.
Come on.
I know that made a whole bunch of them mad. But let's stop letting every uncle in the neighborhood raise your kids.
Come on.
Because watch this here. You don't know what you're bringing in that house.
Come on.
Go ahead on. I'm done. That's all I wanted to say.
Come on. See, because the bottom line is this. Yes, we are to teach, especially our sons, what it is to be a man. You cannot teach them to be a man, but you can teach them about life.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Now, yes, at a certain point in the situation, because it used to be back in the old days where at a certain point, like 13, 14 years old, that mama would say, no, you got to get up out of here now. Go over there, be with your daddy, because now he's going to teach you the rest of the way.
Right.
That's what it used to be, but not anymore.
That's what it used to be.
But since it's not like that anymore, okay, fine. We don't have an issue with that. But woman of God, you can teach them about life. Okay? You can teach them something. You can do something to change the trajectory of his life. My mama did with a belt and the word of God.
Yes, sir.
She put that anointing oil on me. She say, son, now you, I can't teach you how to be a man, but I can teach you how to cook for your own self.
Yeah.
I can teach you how to keep your house clean. I can teach you how to pray. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can teach you love and compassion.
Yeah.
I can teach you what kind of woman you need to marry. Now, the first time I was being rebellious, but I learned my lesson. And so this time, I know how to treat my wife. When that woman of God come up in here and she says she's tired, maybe my feet hurt. I don't have the strength to get up and cook. Well, 9 times out of 10, I'm already cooked.
Right.
Prime example, she came home yesterday to a big old Sunday dinner. Do you hear me what I say? She taught my mama taught me how to be a servant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is possible for a woman of God to teach a man something. We are not above reproach.
Yeah.
We're not so high and mighty as men that we can't learn nothing from the women. Yeah, we can. You sure can. Woman of God, you have the power. God gave you that power. Okay? When that man left that house, do you think for 1 second that God left you without enough strength and power and wisdom not to raise them children? No, me and do you like that. Well, I can go on about this situation. We ain't gonna prolong it. But let me tell you something, man. God, any time you feel it in your heart, or God has prompted you to say, "Hey, go call that man God back." You do that.
Yeah. And the door is open. I'm just gonna be honest with you. The door is open. The Lord has really been laying it on my heart, man, to do a Saturday man up rewind is what I'm gonna call it. And man, what I'm gonna do is we're just gonna have an open forum, and we're just gonna bring all these brothers back, man, and we just gonna let the Lord do what he do. We're gonna let the Lord do what he do. It's a Saturday. We're gonna have 2 hours, man, and we're just gonna be on here, and we're just gonna do what we do, man. We're just gonna do what we do. Mm-hmm. Listen, we got a hand raised, Doc, in the queue. So we're gonna bring that person on and find out if they want to say something, if they just calling for prayer. We're gonna go ahead on and bring them in, and we'll see what they want. God bless you.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. You're on live with the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Did you want a prayer? Or just wanted, or you just listening in?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
This is your brother. Good morning, Doc. How you doing? Listen, go ahead, Doc. Listen. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't you start nothing early this morning.
y'all done blessed the hell out of me. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Let me say it. Excuse my French, but I mean the literal
Jesus.
Term. Y'all done blessed the hell out of me. And what I give God praise for is because, man of God, Minister Reed, Lester Reed, and Pastor Douglas, Apostle Douglas, you know, you guys are stepping on unfamiliar territory in the church. And this is a boundary that the church, this is a topic that the church don't want to talk about. You see, we want to talk about, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Because I love caring. I love restoration. I know eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. We know that. We got that. You see, but we want to go to the depth. We want to go to the root of the matter. And there's a lot of, there's an attack. There's an attack on the men of God that is affecting the body of Christ. And in order for us to get to the root of the matter, we got to talk about those things that the church don't want to talk about. We got to talk about those things and expose those things that is really keeping the men of God bound. Man of God, you said something. Let me tell you something. And this is nobody but God. Pastor Douglas already know my testimony. He already knows what I've been dealing with here for the last couple of years, and it's the same thing. But when you said something, every boat has a float on its own bottom. Our responsibility is our children. Our responsibility is no longer her. we gotta take care of our kids. You understand? And I hate to say it like this, but this is true. And y'all excuse me. But if she's already moved on, that responsibility is now that new fella's responsibility. But I'm going to make sure my kids taken care of.
That's it.
You understand what I'm saying? And you're not going to weigh me down with using the kids as a prawn or whatever to get me to do what you want
leverage.
To do.
Come on,
because
God.
You missed that last zone, but you don't want to be with me no more. The devil is alive.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to take care of it. Now I got a new home. You see, now I got my own home, and I got to be responsible for my new home. Yo, man, y'all just understand how y'all blessed me on today. And I woke up this morning. I've been going through a whole lot, but I said, you know what? I'm going to get on the line. I'm going to surprise Pastor Douglas. I didn't even tell Pastor Douglas I was going to be on the line. I said, I'm going to get on this line. I said, because I believe that there's a word for me, and I'll be Tim Brown. God bless me today. Y'all bless me today. So I just honor you, God, Minister Reed. I honor you today because, like I said, in Apostle Douglas, you let me know what Saturday that's going to be because I'm going to be there. I may be limping in,
sir.
But I'm going to be there.
I'm gonna tell you the crazy part.
Huh?
I'm gonna tell you the crazy part about Parker. The Lord had laid it on my heart to call you because there are some things me and you need to talk about for that man so we need to talk. Yes, sir.
Call me.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah.
But, Minister Reed, I just wanted this real quickly just pour into you. You have a tone. You have a voice. You have a vein in the Holy Spirit that this generation needs to hear. You have an anointing that's gonna break down the barriers. And like I said, you're about to go into some unfamiliar territory. But even in the strange land, God has put a new song in your heart. He has brought you to that place of true restoration. And because we're at that place of true restoration, that's why we're able to be the men God has called us to be. We can't get to the new. We can't get to that new restoration. We can't get to that new life until we forget those things. He said, forgetting those things that are behind us. We have to press on the mark that are the high calling that's ahead of us. So you keep on pressing, man of God, and you keep on talking the talk that the church don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah, you know, and like I said, I have nothing against, I love me some good preaching. I love me some good preaching. But sometimes we need to hear those things, you know. I was at a church and said, the man of God just went there on some subjects and stuff. It had nothing to do with this today, so I'm not going to mention what those subjects were. But I'm glad he went there because the church needs to hear that.
Yes, right.
Because
the crazy part about it.
Being bound.
Go ahead, Doc. I'm listening.
I'm tired of being bound.
You know, and that's the word right there. That's the word right there.
Mm-hmm.
Being
mm-hmm.
bound.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. We can't free nobody if we bound ourselves.
Come on, sir. Come on.
And we need listen to me. Listen to me real good and real close. We need to learn how to be free in who God called us to be. Watch this here. Watch the text. We need to learn how to be free for who God called us to be. Not who we call ourselves to be, but who God called us to be. Because as long as we are free in God, we are free from, we're not free from error, but we're free from conviction to other people's opinion about us.
Because when we
truly walk free, I was with Apostle Baker Sunday, and he and I were talking, and I was just sharing a little piece of my testimony with him, and I was telling him, I said, you know, one of the worst things in the world for us to be is to be held captive by somebody else's opinion, and you in a place because of somebody. God helped me right up in here. I felt the Holy Ghost when I said that. Because you are bound by somebody else's opinion, and you be stuck there You be like the children of Israel walking around the same rock, that same tree, passing that same pond. That duck that had kids.
Yeah.
That duck had kids. You done Come been on, passing man. That same spot for the last 40 years, and you know that you're not supposed to be doing that?
Yeah.
But because you want to appease everybody, come on, man. Because you want to appease everybody else. You want everybody else, you want everybody else to have that feel-good feeling. But you sitting there, excuse my common vernacular, but you sitting there feeling like crap.
Yeah.
You feel like
the bottom of somebody's shoe.
Come on, sir.
But you're supposed to come out of that with a big old smile on your face. God bless you, everybody. I love you. And then you go in the office and you crying. You broke. You hurt. You messed up. You didn't preach glory down. You didn't preach a hole in the ceiling. And you go in the office, but people tell this lie all the time, and I'm sick of it. You go in and you give the people what they need, and then you come out and you just deal with what you need to deal with God, and you'll be okay. The devil is a lie. I need to let this out and say somebody know I'm hurt, bro. I'm crying, not just on the outside, I'm crying on the inside, and watch this, I'm bleeding out, and don't nobody know, and then you wind up with pastors that can sit up there and they committed suicide.
Yeah.
You end up with pastors that sit up there, and they got a whole nother family on the other side of town.
Yeah.
We think they doing it. We think they doing it because they being misogynistic. No, they doing it because some of them be hurt.
Yeah.
Some of them be in pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of them need answers that nobody can give to them. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah. Yep.
Man, we got another hand up. I'm scared to bring this one in because I don't even know who this one is. I don't even know who this one is. God Almighty. Here we go. Good morning. You're on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You're live with us. Did you just call in for prayer? Did you want to come in and chime in on the conversation? Hello? All right. We'll put you back in to listen. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right.
Amen.
All right.
Apostle, can I add a pen what you just said a few minutes ago?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
About the men, a lot of times, too, they have the other families on the outside because at home, they got to keep up the facade. They have to keep who the family looks at them to be. And they can't even be real at home because they're trying to be so strong. And they can't see daddy break down. But then when the enemy plays with your emotions, okay? And so what the enemy does, he know what you like. He's going to put one that's... He's going to put something in your path that you like. I'll say, come here, Big Daddy, give me a hug. And so now you done got trapped, you see. Why? Because they're going to have a listening ear. They're going to say what you want to hear. They're going to rub your head and it's hurting. They're going to rub your belly. They're going to do everything that you're not able to get.
Yes,
you can't be real at home. That's why it's very important that you be co-laborers, that you marry someone who is in unity, who is in sync with you, that you can be real and authentic with.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
When you hurt, you can come to her and say, I'm hurting. You understand? And so you can't, we can't put up the facade anymore. We have to fully be exposed. Because then your family, they don't realize, then your family will be like, you know what? I see my daddy hurting, but I see him still pressing. So that's going to help me press more. You understand?
Yeah. Right.
That's going to help me go forward. But we can't put on that macho man. What you say, Minister Reed? We can't be Superman all the time.
No,
we can't do that.
Talk,
we can't do that. We have to show our vulnerability and be at home because see, that's where we get our healing from. We ain't gonna get our healing from the outside, home and around. Excuse my friends. We ain't gonna get that healing down. Now we're walking in sin and now we're walking in damnation. You see, but everything you need is at the house. Everything you need is at the house.
Let me show you something. Social media has put us in so many, what's the word I'm looking for, Lord? has put us in so many situations.
Yeah.
Because, watch this here. There are people that's on there that tell the truth about a situation.
Yeah.
And because we're not getting what we need at home,
yeah,
we go into strange lands.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
Yeah.
Come
on, sir. Oh, my God. We go into strange lands. And when we go into strange lands, this is where the issue comes in, that because we're in a strange land. Yeah. We mess around that, Doc, and because we hungry.
Yeah.
And instead of eating the cornbread, collard greens, black eyed peas, baked chicken, the yams that we need, but because we hungry, we go get a hot dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
We go get French fries and soda water.
Come on with that parable. Come on, because we know we. Come on here.
We got to learn. Oh my God, we got to learn how to sit at the table and fix the problem.
Yes.
Before we go to a fast food restaurant.
Yes.
Because all it is fast food. Can I bring it home? Everything that show themselves on social media in those bikinis and them little short skirts and showing off their thighs and all that stuff, just because they show it don't mean you need to go chase it.
Come on,
I'm just being honest with you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you whether it hurt or not, because the apostolic can drop in. You have to learn that, watch this here, even though you got a problem, don't make your situation worse by opening up a door that the devil has provided. You do know the devil provides doors. Come on.
Yes, he does.
The devil does provide doors. And watch this here, men of God. All my brothers that's listening in, watch this real close. If we're not careful, people of God,
come on.
What we'll wind up doing, God help me right through here. What we'll wind up doing is this. We'll wind up opening up that door, and that thing will come in, and it will destroy everything that God had promised to us that we would have. And now we're sitting there with our face in our hands trying to figure out why we're there. And it's simply because we opened a door that should have never been opened.
Come on.
We opened up a door that should have never been opened.
Come on. Even with your children. Can I tell you that even with your children? Let me explain something to you that has amazed me in this whole situation. I stay on the south side of Houston, Texas, and never in my day have I seen so many babies. These are babies. I'm talking about 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, and these babies are struggling with sexual appropriation.
Yes, sir.
You didn't let that thing all the way in your house behind your mess, behind issues that you don't want to deal with. I don't understand that. And at the end of the day, what you will say is because of the absence of the other parent. No, that is not the absence of the other parent. You're not going to sit there and blame that on the other parent, sounding like that is a spirit that traveled from the other parent. No, that is learned behavior behind what they see and they face every single day.
Preacher.
My God.
Let me help you.
Come on.
And this is the thing. This is the thing that we have to realize too. The devil will lie and tell you that They born like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They born mm-hmm. like that. That's and we done got so socially accepted to that.
Yes.
We got doctors that ain't got a degree in God. Boy, I almost said something. This is national radio. I can't say what I want to say. I'm gonna say it like my sister said. This is like my sister, Pastor Charmaine said. She said she called them ninjas. These ninjas out here ain't got a degree and not a name, nothing.
They
got to do with God. And tell him, well, your child, he's dealing with this. This is a socially accepted behavior and this and that. Now let me help you real quick. Let me bless you. If any one of my sons came and told me that they were like that, any one of my daughters came and told me that they're like that, I would never listen to the words that fall from my lips. I will never turn them away. Never.
Oh, no.
Your job, sir, is to put them on the right path, because evidently the parent on the other side has negated the importance of instilling biblical principles in their life. I felt the apostolic when I said that. You, sir, now become the antiquated father to instruct and say, let me help you a little bit closer. Let me get a little closer to you. If the daddy ain't willing to do it, some man in the house, whether you be an uncle, whether you be a cousin, your job, sir, is to tell them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the gospel
truth
about being who they are.
That's right.
You embrace them and tell them, I accept you for you, but I don't accept your lifestyle.
Yes.
And start taking them to places.
Yes.
To explain to them, you sit down with them, and you begin to instruct them. And truth be told, if you sit down and talk to these young men, you will actually find out. Listen, Parker, help me right up in here. You will find out that a lot of these folks, a lot of these young men, a lot of these young women that sit there and in that place is because they got touched by somebody else. And it's your job.
That's right.
It's your job, sir, to fix the situation. My wife and I, we were looking at our father. It's about a fertility doctor.
Yeah.
That has over 94 children. Mothers that came to him. You know, they had fertility issues, and he inseminated them with his own sperm.
Yeah.
Wow.
This one lady said this. She said, I went to this man 15 times.
Wow.
And she said, I was raped 15 times.
Wow.
That woman needs some counseling.
Yeah.
She needs some
help.
Absolutely.
And that's what our kids need, man. Our kids need instructions. They need help. Those ones that's dealing with, we don't turn our, come on here. We don't turn our back on. Listen to me. All of y'all that's out there that's dealing with this issue, whether you take, and you know what, God, we own this. I'm not going to be, listen, we own this. It's ours. You transgender, you homosexual, or you're a lesbian. We are not going to turn our backs on you, but we're not going to accept your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
We love you enough on the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this Man Up Monday to let you know that we love you enough to tell you the truth.
Yes.
That's right.
We love you enough to tell you the truth. Let me explain something to you. I will be less of a man of God to not embrace you and tell you, brother, I love you enough to tell you that this right here, that this lifestyle you're living is not a lifestyle that God is pleased with.
Yeah.
But watch yourself. God loves you enough to put me in your life to be an instructor to help you.
That's right.
And I got some other men around me that's being men that's going to teach you and show you some things. And watch yourself. A lot of them are open to it because of the simple fact that they really don't know where they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody never really embraced them and said anything. Now, you got those that will just come all unglued on you. How Betty Wright said, I don't know if you're going to come out the bag on me.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, I'm going to have to tell you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Sir,
I'm not gonna leave you broken.
Yeah,
it's my job to extend, your responsibility to accept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be honest with you? And I'm gonna say this.
Yeah.
And I know this is gonna be taboo when it comes to church, but all of them ain't gonna accept it.
No.
Mm.
All of them ain't going to accept it. But as long as you do what God told you to do,
that's it. That's
you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Flamboyant, flamboyancy and all, sir.
Yeah. Amen.
Flamboyancy and all. Whether they come in with their fingernails painted or not, you still embrace them. You talk to them. Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you. Talk to amen. God bless you. Listen, I thank God for you, man. How's everything going? Hey, listen, I'm gonna call you later on in the week, and honor your thing. Get their number. I'm gonna call you later on in the week. We gonna pray. Hey, man, me and a couple of other brothers, we getting ready. We going out on a men's venture. We want you to come with us. Show them what a man.
Yeah.
Show them
come
what
on,
men
man.
Do.
Mm.
Cause a lot of can I be honest with you? A lot of them, and I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. Can I be honest with you? I'm a living witness. A lot of them grew up around their grandmother and around their mama because daddy wasn't there.
Yeah,
that's right.
I grew up around my mama. I grew up around my grandmother, but I had cousins. I had boy cousins that were there. But when my boy cousins went there, it was just me and my mama or me and my grandmother. I had three sisters. My two older brothers was gone. It was my mama, my three sisters, a grandmother. I'm taking y'all somewhere. I had aunties. I had uncles, but I spent more time with my aunties than I did with my uncles. I'm trying to take y'all somewhere.
Yeah.
Watch the ship. But I still had the influence of a man. Even though my uncle caught me one time sitting a certain way, and he walked over to me and he knocked my leg over. He said, "You're a man. You don't sit like that."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't biblical. It ain't biblical, but it's right.
Yeah, it is. Mm.
It ain't biblical, but it's right. You're a man.
Yes, God.
I'll be sitting there with my cousin, my girl cousin, and we sitting there with dogs. She'll walk by, and snatch the dog out of my hand and put a truck in my hand. Hey, man, don't play with that. Here, get this.
Yeah.
It ain't biblical.
Yeah,
but it's
right.
It's
tight, but it's right.
When we learn how to take the doll out of their hand, bro, come on, man. It ain't a forcible thing. It's a thing where we're giving you an opportunity. We're putting it in your hand. And again, it's yours to accept or yours to reject. You ain't born like that.
Mm.
You ain't born like that. The first person that was put on this earth was Adam.
Yes.
And out of Adam's side came woman.
Yes.
Out of Adam's side came woman, meaning wounded portion of a man.
Yes.
Woman. The more fragile part of who we were.
Yeah.
I ain't saying that listen, me and Minister Reed had us a good cry this morning, Doc. We had, we had a good manly cry this morning. But let me help y'all real quick. Yeah. Just because we cried this morning, that don't mean we're soft. That just mean that just mean that we have a side of us that's, watch you said, that's compassionate. That's not soft. That's compassion.
Yeah.
And let me help you. Don't ever mix up the cry for compassion with the cry that if you don't get out of my way, I'm gonna put these hands on you.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
some of them tears come with some hands. I'm gonna help you. I'm trying. I mean, listen. I'm just being honest with you. Listen. We mess around here. We down to 17 minutes. I want to do this. Minister Reed. I apologize. We didn't even pray for you after you finished it with that message. Let us pray for Minister Reed. And after we get through, I want Minister Reed to let the folks know how to get in contact with him. And Pastor Parker, if you don't mind, I would like for you to pray. I'd like you to pray for our men, our sons, and our daughters that are in these conditions that we just got through talking about.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this weapon of warfare that you have set among us
in the
person of Minister Reed. Father, we thank you for the investment that you put down on the inside of us. Father, be able to come and to share with these, your people, about the very thing
that's
necessary and vital for their good success. To be able to walk in the things that you have created for them to walk into.
Robo,
Father, we thank you for pouring into him, God. Thank you, Father, for pouring into him this great word of power and strength to recover the man, to restore the man. Now, Father, that he has poured out, Father, we pray that you would give him the double portion.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Give him the double portion, God, that he may be able to go and pour again.
Yes,
God, and when he does that, God, I pray that it would be like the woman that gave her last cake to the prophet, Father God, and that every time he goes in to pull, Father God, you would give him something to pull from.
Yes.
God, because in this season, in this hour, God, you have invested in him.
Yes.
Great wisdom and great knowledge.
Yes, God.
To speak life to every man.
Yes, Lord.
To strengthen every man. Father, and we bless and magnify your name for this. Because we know, God, that you're not just able, but Father, you're well able.
Yes, Lord.
To do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask us.
Thank you,
Jesus. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and our Savior, do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Minister Reed, let the people know how they can get in contact with your doctor.
I would prefer get in contact with me on Facebook.
Yes.
And the reason why I would say get in contact with me on Facebook is because right now I don't have one person. Yeah, using wisdom, we don't need that personal line alone.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Look for me on Facebook, Lester Reed on Facebook, and you would see if you've seen the flyer, you'll see my face on that on Facebook, and I am open for any and every conversation there is. If God left me with the way, look, either I know it or I don't. If I don't know it, I know how to search for it.
Yeah.
Get in contact with me on Facebook. Hit me in that direct messenger, or just go on my page and say, hey, Doc, we need a conversation. Hey, I'm always open for conversation, because my crusade, if you will, is to get these men out of bondage.
Yeah.
So they can truly be of service to their community, but most importantly, their household.
Yes. That's good.
Amen.
Listen, we have our overcomer scripture and our overcomer prayer. And I'm going to share our overcomer scripture, but Pastor Parker is going to come, and he's going to do the overcomer's prayer. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9, which basically says this: if you confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. You are safe now because you're opening your mouth and you're saying something.
Yes.
You're in a safe place.
Yes, you're in a safe place.
God has allowed you to be in the right place at the right time to hear real men.
Yes.
Talk about real issues, about real circumstances and situations. And this, let me help you. This is not just for the men. This is for our sons and our daughters.
Oh, yes.
We come to rescue everybody.
Yes.
We come to try to set everybody free. The Bible says that, like this. He said, for the Spirit of the Lord has come on me to preach the gospel to the captives.
Yes,
so that's what we did today. We preached to the captives. We preached to the captives. And Pastor Parker, I'm gonna leave it there, but I want you to go ahead on, and I want you to pray us out now.
Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Father God, we come before you now, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for what our eyes and our ears have seen and heard on today. Father God, we pray for your people. We pray for your men and women of God that are laboring in the vineyard of the Lord. We pray, God, for the new vein, the new anointing. We pray for the new strength that you have given your people in this season. Father God, for waking us up, allowing us, God, to see the dawning of a new day, not only in the natural, but in the spiritual realm. Father God, we pray, God, that your word would reach those still captive in sin, who are still bound by what the flesh feels and tells them is good. Father God, we know that the seed has been planted, but in the name of Jesus, we uproot that seed right now. In the name of Jesus, and bind the hand of the enemy. Just as we're reminded, Father God, this generation is dying. But Jesus stopped that funeral procession. He told the young son's mother to stop weeping, and he touched that coffin, and he told the young man to get up. So we're praying right now for the dead generation to rise like never before in the name of Jesus, to come out of that sin. For we know that the wages of sin is death. Oh, but the spirit, the fruit of life, is eternal life. So we thank you right now that righteousness, holiness is still available. So we offer God to the lost. We offer God to the misfortune. We offer God to the one that's still sinning, deep in sin. We do what the church is afraid to do. The church want to turn their back, and the church want to condemn them, but we that Christ came not to condemn, but he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we offer Christ to those who don't know. We offer Christ to the ones that the church has locked the door on. We offer Christ to the one that the world has said that it's okay to be that way. It's okay to live that way. Oh, but God, we pray now that you created us to clear and renewing us the right spirit. We pray, God, that you wash us, purge us, cleanse us, make us whiter than snow. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you and we bless you and we honor you. We give thy name the praise right now, for we know you're getting ready to do a new thing. And in this new season, we will be obedient, God. We'll say yes to your will, yes to your way, and yes to your word. Oh, God, we give your name glory today right now for Apostle Douglas and the opportunity and the platform that you have blessed him to preach the gospel across the world, not just here in Houston, but across the whole world. And we thank you right now. Oh, we give your name praise for him and his wife. We give your name praise for the men and women like Minister Reed and his family. We give your name praise, Father God, like never before, because there's still those that's on the wall preaching the preach gospel. And so we give your name praise in Jesus' name. Bind in the hand of the enemy. Come against every demon, devil, witch, and warlock that is trying to disturb the line in the name of Jesus. For this line is certainly anointed by the only true living God. And so we thank you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we bless you. In Jesus' name, we glorify you. We bless you, God. In Jesus' name. Oh, we bless you, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. Ooh,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Oh, my God. My God.
Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much,
you're
man,
welcome.
For coming and sharing with us today, Doc. I mean, I never take lightly when God have the men of God come on because let me show you something. There was somebody that was listening in today.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed to say it, but whatever time zone we catch me,
yeah,
whatever time zone we catch me is the timing that God has set up. Like
yeah.
I said, we are in 24 countries now.
Wow,
we're in 24. We just picked up the Netherlands. We just picked up the Netherlands. 24 countries.
Wow. Yes, Lord.
To God be the glory.
To deal with small-minded people when it comes to doing the work of the Lord.
Yes.
Because I know I'm on an assignment. My wife does her woman Wednesday, Thursday. She ain't got time to deal with foolishness and nonsense.
Yeah.
We open the doors to people who we know is going to come on and share the gospel of Jesus because it's what's in them.
Yeah.
Your passion, your desire, your love, your wanting to do what God called you to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's nothing short of God's amazing grace.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it again. It's nothing short of God's amazing grace. I'm gonna say that again. It's nothing short of God's amazing grace that we have been able to afford to do this. We thank God. We thank God for every door, every opportunity, and every chance to come and to share. We bless God for that. Listen, those of you all that are listening in and you want to be a financial blessing to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we have our three ways to share. We have Cash App, we have PayPal, and we have Zelle. Any one of those three ways you can share in a gift of giving. We have the Cash App, which is
$WGC2020. Our PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. And then we have our Zelle, which is 832-816-7997. Either one of those ways that you want to share. However the Lord lay on your heart to share and get to give it, please do so. Please do, feel free to do so. And when you do that, realize this, understand this. We are not only a gospel radio station, but we are pastors. We are pastors.
Yeah.
That you guys that were Apostle Trey, I'm going to say it like I saw it, like that Apostle Trey. The Parker, listen. That prayer that Apostle Trey, listen to the real quote. When you receive that kind of revelation and that strength of prayer and power, do me a favor. One, get you a real good Bible. I'm gonna give you some good advice. Get you a real good Bible. Number two, get you a church with somebody that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The preacher said it like this. It's time out for having these cake sermons. All sweet and icing, and ain't got no substance to it whatsoever. So get you in a church that's preaching, and make sure that man or woman of God. This is my third point. Make sure that man or woman of God that's preaching that they listen. They're living what they preach. It looks like what they preach. You can tell the difference between the two. And for those of y'all that are sowing your seed, listen, we are the pastors of the Outer House International. Not only do we own the broadcast, but we are pastors. God has afforded us to be pastors of the Outer House. So when you sow seeds into the Outer House, into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, watch what you do. You sow these seeds, we take those seeds that you sow into us, and we take those seeds and we sow them into others. We have an outreach ministry where we go and we feed the homeless. And we are, when we go, we bless other churches. When we go and we financially bless those churches. Listen, so when you sow into us, know that your seed goes to other good ground. We don't sow seed anywhere. Let me bless you real quick. Amen. We just don't sow seeds into anybody anymore. Because I'm gonna talk like my brother, Storm, and say, let me help you for the ones in the vestibule, y'all. In the right place, you can expect the harvest. Watch this. When you sow into us, we sow in them. This is how you receive a harvest in a field you didn't plant in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got seeds for people that you're placed into good ground. That good ground sold into another good ground. That ground yields a harvest, and when they yield a harvest, you yield a harvest. I'm gonna have to teach that. I'm gonna show them how that works. Because we didn't got this sowing and reaping thing all mixed up. We didn't got it all jacked up. We didn't mess this thing up. But listen to me. We are excited about what God is doing. We thank God for the opportunity to share and to be a part of what God has placed and blessed us to be able to do and speak life to you guys. Amen. Listen, we're going to go out. We're going to go out with Kirk Franklin's My World Needs You Now. Doc, preachers, don't hang up. I'm gonna pull y'all into the screening room for a second.
Okay.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs.
I'm not ashamed to say,
Jesus.